WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
New Jersey's First News is presented by Mercadian Asset Management, helping you take control of your financial future.
It's 5 o'clock. This is Monday, April 23rd, 2018.
From the cities to the shore, this is New Jersey's First News with Eric Scott, Dan Zero Weather, and New Jersey Fast Traffic. Now, from the studios of the Town Square News Network, presented by Mercadian Asset Management, Eric Scott.
I'm Patrick Lavery, and for Eric Scott this morning, well into standardized test season, and we tell you what you may not know about the future of Park in New Jersey. The N-word and an obscene sexual reference in a video posted by a William Patterson student. The university condemns it. A Patterson police officer dies in a single car crash, and the community around him is now trying to figure out why. Bad weekend for pedestrians in New Jersey, including another fatality on the tracks of NJ Transit. In sports, Gleyber Torres goes hitless in his MLB debut, but the Yanks beat the Jays. Aaron Altherr's walk-off single lifts the Phils over the Pirates in extras. One day after the Devils' season ends, the Flyers are eliminated as well. The details are coming up. Now New Jersey's First Weather and meteorologist Dan Zarrow. Warmth on the way.
Hey, yes, what a weekend it was with the blue skies and mild temperatures, and we've got another day of high pressure in control today. Chill in the air this morning. Lots of temperatures starting off in the 30s, so you'll certainly need at least a jacket as you head out the front door. Sunshine ahead for today, although clouds will start to build in South Jersey and along the coast. Highs once again 65 to 70 degrees across the Garden State. It will be cooler along the coast, probably in the 50s today. Increasing clouds tonight. It'll be cool with lows in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow, highs around 60. And then our forecast turns wet tomorrow night into Wednesday morning and maybe Wednesday afternoon. A batch of rain on the way. Right now, Cranford is 41, Harvey Cedars 40, and Hoboken 44.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Topping our news this hour, as we mentioned, in the open standardized testing season, now well underway in New Jersey schools, with students setting aside their regular schedules for a few weeks of the Park test. The Murphy administration says these are on the way out, though lawmakers wonder if people realize they're being replaced. Not scrapped.
Acting Education Commissioner Lamont Repelette says meetings and focus groups looking at state assessments will begin next month, with a transition report expected by the end of July.
Governor Murphy made it very clear that these test days are numbered.
True, but it's a pretty high number. Senator Teresa Ruiz says replacing the park will take 2 to 3 years and millions of dollars, and that the public needs to understand there will still be testing.
We're not eliminating a standardized test. We're looking to improve whatever standardized test we're going to put in place.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. Well, you heard Dan say it was a great weekend in New Jersey. You certainly know that if you were here over the weekend. And looking ahead to today, more sunshine and warmth for your Monday. Some afternoon clouds south and at the coast. Highs 65 to 70 degrees, cooler along the Jersey shore, probably in the 50s today only. Tonight, increasing clouds and cool overnight, lows lower 40s. Tomorrow for Tuesday, mostly cloudy and breezy. Now, rain showers are going to roll in late day tomorrow, but daytime highs still comfortable, upper 50s to lower 60s. Dan will have complete details on the forecast straight ahead. And coming up in our next segment, a video posted showing obscene and derogatory language from a Jersey College student has now been taken down. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
All Jersey, all the time.
Most reliable station in New Jersey, and definitely one of the funniest.
New Jersey 101.5. This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:06. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. More sunshine and warmth today. We had a really great weekend. Some afternoon clouds today, especially along the southern part of New Jersey and the Jersey Shore. High 65 to 70. Now, it will be cooler along the coast in the 50s today. Tonight, increasing clouds and cool with overnight lows in the lower 40s. William Patterson University and the Delta Phi Epsilon sorority say swift action will follow an investigation into a video posted at NJ1015.com, but since made private, of a student saying the N-word, then making a vulgar sexual suggestion to anyone who disagrees with her use of it. Now, we have a still image of that video, but again, the video has been made private since we first posted it. A Patterson police officer is dead after being involved in a one-car accident Sunday morning. Patterson Councilman Luis Velez says the officer meant a lot to the city.
I wish we could have more officers like him and not lose them. the way he lost his life.
The Passaic County Prosecutor's Office says Officer Tambi Yagan crashed his marked patrol cruiser while on duty into a parked car on Getty Avenue just before 11 a.m. No one else was hurt in the crash, and the cause remains under investigation. Another death on the tracks, this time early Sunday in Oceanport. An NJ Transit North Jersey coastline train was headed to Long Branch when it struck someone just north of the Monmouth Park station. No passengers or crew on board were injured. Seems like a pedestrian escaped critical injury in Hamilton Township, Mercer County last night. 29-year-old Rudy Alvira was hit at Johnston and Roberts Avenues, but was able to walk home, then get to a hospital. The car that hit him, though, did a U-turn and sped off. Updating a story we brought you at NJ1015.com during the weekend, four of the students aboard that bus that caught fire on the turnpike did wind up getting sick but refused treatment. Celebrity physician Dr. Oz stopped by to consult with the bus driver, taking some video as well. It took a special response team and crisis negotiators, but Lakewood police were successful Saturday night in getting a resident for whose well-being neighbors were concerned to come out of a home unharmed. The man has been hospitalized for evaluation. Responding to false alarms has become a major misdirection of resources for many New Jersey police departments.
Terry McDonald, president of the False Alarm Reduction Association, says false alarms can be triggered by improper alarm arming.
One of the other common things is interior motion detectors, maybe a pet inside.
As many as 98% of alarms local police respond to are false or unfounded. McDonald says very often as many as three officers or more respond.
It can take definitely a significant amount of time out of their daily patrol duties.
East Brunswick police are requiring residents and businesses to register their alarm systems by May 31st. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Nationwide, the American Red Cross has installed more than 1.1 million free smoke alarms with its Sound the Alarm home fire campaign.
And in fact, the 1 millionth was installed right here in New Jersey in Asbury Park last November.
Diane Concannon of the Red Cross NJ region says on April 28th and 29th, volunteers and firefighters will go door-to-door in Jersey City, Trenton, and Camden, installing free smoke alarms and teaching families about fire safety, creating and practicing fire escape plans. Nearly 850 acres have burned in Burlington County as a forest fire breaks out near Jersey's Oswego Lake, a distance west of Stafford and Barnegat. Smoke could be smelled in Ocean County nearby. Crews are working, but we don't know when the flames will subside. Focusing now on the hero, a 29-year-old Nashville resident says the barrel was hot, but he didn't care when he grabbed an AR-15 from the gunman at a Waffle House in the Tennessee town early Sunday. Four people were shot dead. The suspect is still at large. A memorial yesterday for the New Mexico woman killed when that Southwest Airlines flight blew an engine in midair last week. Jennifer Riordan was sucked partway through the window, the only one of 149 on board the plane to suffer severe injuries. An elite law enforcement team that's part of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security is hard at work in the Garden State, but chances are you never even heard of them before.
Brian Michael, acting special agent in charge of Jersey's Homeland Security ICE Investigations Unit, or HSI, says one major focus right now is cracking down on drug cartels and individuals getting narcotics and counterfeit prescription painkillers shipped to them through the mail.
We are laser focused, especially now with the packages coming in from overseas, going to the individuals that are procuring it on the dark net.
Our intelligence is robust, says Special Agent Michael, and no package is too small for scrutiny. David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
If there's a notorious cold case from your area of New Jersey, your county prosecutor's office is likely in charge of the investigation. That may soon change. The state attorney general is considering forming a special unit for that, and one also for wrongful convictions. Two Philadelphia residents killed, three other people injured in the weekend crash between a dump truck and two other vehicles at the interchange of routes 42 and 55 in Deptford. The injured were last listed in serious condition as an investigation continues. Time on New Jersey's First News coming up on 5:12. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow says more sunshine and warmth for your Monday, continuing what we had yesterday. Some afternoon clouds in South Jersey and along the coast. Highs 65 to 70, cooler along the Jersey shore, probably about in the 50s today. Dan will have an extended look at the forecast, and we'll recap our top stories next.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News 514. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow is back with us. And Dan, good start to the week, but by midweek we'll get a little wet.
Yeah, we do have some rain to talk about, but it's April, and April-ish showers are, of course, a part of the game. What a weekend we had with the blue sky. Yesterday's high temperatures, almost 70 degrees. We had one 70-degree temperature yesterday in Wayne in Passaic County. Of course, down the shore, things were quite a bit cooler, only in the 50s. Very similar numbers today. High temperatures 65 to 70, cooler along the coast, possibly in the 50s once again. We'll enjoy more sunshine, especially through this morning, and then clouds will build in this afternoon, especially in South Jersey and along the coast. But once again, your Monday is looking very pleasant overall. Increasing clouds tonight. It'll be cool. Not as chilly as this morning with lows in the lower 40s. This morning we've got lots of 30s out there. Mostly cloudy and breezy tomorrow. Highs on either side of 60 degrees. And then here comes our next weather maker, our next storm system, which looks to deliver some rain showers around late day tomorrow. Maybe afternoon, maybe evening hours. And then tomorrow night into Wednesday morning does look to be on the wet side as bands of rain push through. Wednesday afternoon, a bit of a question mark. We could see some lingering showers hanging on, but possibly just a lot of clouds overhead. Highs will be in the lower to mid-60s on Wednesday. Not bad amidst those raindrops. Another nice weather day coming on Thursday as skies return to sunshine, and we'll see high temperatures soar into the upper 60s across New Jersey. New Jersey First News time is now 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Patrick Lavery. Top stories on New Jersey's First News this morning, well into standardized test season, and we tell you what you may not know about the future of Park in New Jersey. The N-word and an obscene sexual reference in a video posted by a William Patterson student. The university condemns it. In sports, Gleyber Torres goes hitless in his MLB debut, but the Yanks beat the Jays. Aaron Altair's walk-off single lifts the Phils over the Pirates in extras. One day after the Devils' season ends, the Flyers are eliminated, too. Your bus stop forecast in New Jersey fast traffic next.
Dennis and Judy.
Well, you guys make fun of everything, so that's all right. That's one of the reasons I listen.
You're right.
But that's what we want to hear. That's the show.
Weekdays 10 till 2.
This is going to be great.
On New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
New Jersey First News time is 519. I'm meteorologist Dan Zarrow with your bus stop forecast for this Monday morning. It's pretty chilly out there. Lots of temperatures in the 30s this morning, so don't be fooled. You'll probably need a jacket to start. But highs back in the 60s for most of the state today. Cooler right along the coast. Lots of sunshine. Clouds this afternoon. We're staying dry all day for your Monday. New Jersey First News time still 5:19.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News. A full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news. From your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:22 on this Monday morning, meteorologist Dan Zarrow back right after the bottom of the hour with your commuter weather. 13 people having a family sleepover after a Friday night get-together are injured. Two sent to a burn center critically hurt as a fire breaks out late Saturday morning in the home they were staying in a Woodbridge neighborhood. We don't know the cause. Jersey's largest gay rights group is planning a series of meetings across the Garden State trying to promote education and understanding.
Kayvon Paul of Garden State Equality says meetings with members of the LGBT community are planned in all 21 Jersey counties in the coming months to discuss an assortment of problems, concerns, and discrimination that people may be facing.
We do understand that the members of the LGBT community do face unique issues in different counties. So like the issues in Cape May might not be necessarily the same that they face in Bergen County or Monmouth or wherever.
Yeah. Workshops with Jersey hospital and education officials continue to be held to encourage acceptance and equality. David Mathau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Starting to get first quarter fundraising numbers in for this year's congressional races in New Jersey, and at least three Democrats who seek to overtake GOP House seats are outraising Republicans. The race for U.S. Senate, at least financially, remains tighter. We told you about this change last month, new rules in Jersey that say you no longer need a permit for roofing and siding jobs on most homes. Many towns opposed this change before it was made and still do. It was a popular concern among mayors during a recent Q&A with the state.
Mike Serra with the New Jersey League of Municipalities says obviously safety is a concern among mayors, roofing jobs no longer requiring a permit or inspection, but there's a budget impact to towns as well, a poorly timed one at that.
This regulation came out
in March, just as municipalities, over 550 of them, are finalizing their budgets for the year.
Marlboro Mayor John Hornick says the town will need to evaluate how this change impacts their bottom line.
The reduction in loss and fees may cause some other things to be tweaked in order to meet the demands of our public.
Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Newark police uncover 9 loaded guns, 5 of them assault weapons, in an investigation at a city apartment Saturday. Authorities have confiscated the weapons. No arrests have been made. Shootings are down in Newark relative to this point last year. What's so great about the Garden State? Each week we profile those that make Jersey a great place to live. You may not know much about Catholic Charities, but the nonprofit is likely already in your community, working in all 21 counties to help fill basic needs for those facing trauma or adversity.
People, you know, don't really know what we do, which is one of the reasons we decided to, all 5 of us together, pool our resources.
Nancy Tompkins in Trenton says her branch helps residents seeking counseling for behavioral health or addiction, or who may be facing homelessness, food insecurity, or lack of access to proper clothing. Do you have more good news about New Jersey? Let us know at our website, nj1015.com. 525 on New Jersey's First News. Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's commuter weather. More sunshine and warmth today. Dan will be back at the bottom of the hour. Also coming up at 530, what's the next step for standardized testing in New Jersey? Business News is next.
Jersey Radio.
They talk about real situations, what everybody's thinking about.
New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 528, as we check business. Shares were mostly lower in Asia on Monday following Friday's steep slide in technology shares on Wall Street. Markets had only a muted reaction, if any, to North Korea's announcement that it would stop nuclear and missile testing. Tokyo's Nikkei 225 fell 0.3%. South Korea's Kospi shed 0.2%. Hong Kong's Hang Seng declined 0.4%. The Shanghai Composite Index dropped 0.2%. On Wall Street, losses in technology, retailers, packaged foods, and beverage makers weighed on U.S. stocks Friday, pulling the market lower. For a second day in a row, the S&P 500 index fell 0.9% before the weekend. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, written and produced by Daniela Burson and Annette Petroccioni. Sergio Bichao is at the editor's desk. Digital content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Our managing editor is Lou Hockman, with programming support from Ann Gress.
New Jersey 101.5.